Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
For tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We're going to start off with prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord, who's gracious and eternal Father in heaven. Lord, we've come before you, humbling our hearts, oh God, asking for mercy. Lord, while we're praying, please search our hearts. And Lord, forgive us. Blot out our transgressions. Wash away our iniquities in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you to cover us under your blood. And, Lord, we need your protection. We are praying, God, that you will stop by here while this broadcast is going on and let your word go forth, Lord. Let blessings flow, Lord Jesus. Let the blessings come down and overtake us in the name of Jesus. Whatever we're in need of tonight, Lord, you know about it, oh God. You know everything about us, Lord. We're looking unto you and we're depending on you, Lord. We can't do anything without you. We need you right now to stop by, oh God, and make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. make every wind whole in the name of Jesus. Somebody's in trouble tonight, Lord, and need to be delivered. Send deliverance, my God. Lord, somebody's sick in their body and desiring to be made whole. Lord, desiring their health to return unto them. We know, God, that you have the power to make them whole completely from the inside out, the body and the soul, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, somebody is waiting on an answer tonight. And we pray, God, that you will give them the answer that they've been waiting for, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Please, my God, manifest yourself unto us, Lord, in this area, God, and near and far, all across the airways, in the name of Jesus. Lord, stop by somebody's house tonight and make your holy visitation. Let them know that you're the only true and living God, and there's none other beside you, Lord God. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Please, my God, we pray for the salvation of the lost souls, men, asking you to reach out to them right now, God, wherever they are, Lord. Prick their hearts, break up stony hearts. In the name of Jesus, save dying souls everywhere. Lord, give somebody another chance, my God. Give somebody time to repent of their sins, Lord. Give somebody time, oh God, to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, be merciful, Lord, and reclaim the backslider, those who have gotten off track, Lord. Help them to get back on track, Lord. My God, you are able to do everything.
You're able,
there's
Lord.
Nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. Oh, Lord, and all of the prayer requests we've brought before you, Lord, all of our petitions and our supplications, we bring before you, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, to please grant each and every one, let it be done according to your holy will. Lord, not our will, my God, but let your will be done. And help us to accept what you allow in the name of Jesus. My God, put a prayer in our hearts that we may pray without ceasing. Oh, Lord God, put the words in our mouth that we are to pray, oh God, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. But, Lord,
yes,
allow
God.
The Spirit to make intercession for us and pray on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We are depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. Oh, Lord, take control right now and have your way. Remember those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless them right now, God, with whatever blessing they're in need of. Remember the bereaved families, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
comfort,
God. Touch, Lord.
And give consolation.
Comfort.
In the name
Lord,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Oh, my God, bind up the wounded heart. Oh, my Lord, take the pain away from the heart. Oh, God, we know you're able. Help them through this difficult time. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We believe
yes,
we
Lord,
have
Lord.
These petitions, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for
thank
your
you,
goodness
Jesus.
And mercy. We
thank
you,
oh
God, for blessing us and giving us another chance, Lord, to even call upon your
yes.
name. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to do a work for you, oh God. We thank you for staying the hand of death and giving
thank
somebody
you,
a little more time, Lord. We thank you for the saving of souls, oh God. We thank you for answering prayer tonight, Lord.
Yes,
thank,
Lord,
you
thank you
for making ways out of no way, Lord. We thank you, oh blessed Savior, for sending on strength and power. We thank you, oh God, for healing tonight. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord, for what you're doing right now. and for what you're about to do. We praise your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Good evening, and God bless you all. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 108th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 108th number of Psalm, in the verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Thank God for doing his word, that 108th number from the first throughout the 18 verses throughout its entirety. And again, we thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, feel free to go into our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, address it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're a clergy, you're feeling a little bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, song you like to sing, an encouraging word you like to share, feel free to give us a call on our guest line at 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. prayers on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on the second and third Wednesdays of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Caldwell hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Roberto Huff, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Missionary Huff. Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax, teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. The Christian Temple Church of God Incorporated is getting geared up for our 47th annual missionary convention, Missionary and Women's Day convention, that's actually going to take place here in Baltimore, Maryland. So on behalf of Holy Temple Church of God here in Baltimore, and we are going to be at the Hilton, Hilton Garden Inn in Hanover, around the Mills. BWI Airport. The address is 7491 New Ridge Road in Hanover, Maryland. And feel free to join us. It's going to start Friday, May the 26th, and it's going to last until Sunday, May the 28th. So it is Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be down there at the harbor and in other places. Services will be held Saturday and Sunday, Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for morning worship service. Dinner will be served after, and then Sunday service, Sunday school will be at 9:45, and then morning worship will start at 11 o'clock a.m. So feel free to join us if you're interested in learning more about it. If you want to attend, please give us a call. You can call us here on the broadcast as well, or if you want to email, like I said, prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com for more information, we'd be glad to share that with you. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep, we'll add it to our prayer list. When I was on the power prayer line yesterday, I got on kind of late, but I heard Elder Smith preaching, God's grace is sufficient. And Mother Janice Marshall, she prayed under the anointing, and I got some new names for the prayer list. Santana Davis, who is one of Elder Smith's members' daughters. Pray for her. Pray for Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, who's Elder Austin's daughter. Pray for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson and Bruce Johnson family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, Erica Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Doreen Jackson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's son, Steve Hayes, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granite, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olamayan Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmond Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, all of the bereaved families. And I know that there are quite a few, and if I didn't say your name or you didn't hear your family name, again, it's not taken off of the prayer list. Amen. We are still praying for you. And I also want to say a happy Teacher Appreciation Week to all the teachers. This is their week, actually, the 8th through the 12th. So all the teachers, Sunday school teachers, educational school, scholastic teachers, happy Teacher Appreciation Day. And I know Sunday we're gearing up again for Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day weekend to all of the mothers and maternal figures. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. So go ahead and prepare yourselves to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful opening scripture and also for those announcements that went forth. We just thank God for this broadcast and for you taking the time to tune in. So let's get ready to go to the Word of God. But before we do so, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, oh God, desiring to be fed of you, Lord. We ask, God, that you will speak directly to us, oh God. Speak to our hearts and minister unto us, Lord, through your word. Oh God, there's healing in your word. There's deliverance, oh God. Everything we need is in your word. And we ask you, Lord, to please shower us tonight. Feed our souls, oh God, and bless us We believe you, Lord, and we take you at your word. We count it as done, and we thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, if you have your Bibles and you want to read along, let's go to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 4, and also 11 through 15. Praise the Lord. I am reading from the King James Version Bible, and the Bible reads 2 Chronicles 7 and 1. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. Let's go down to verse 11. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, "I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the topic of the message is the power of prayer. And the theme is believe God and don't stop praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. In this passage of scripture, we see here where King Solomon had made an end of praying before the Lord. He had built the house of the Lord and also the king's house. And he mentioned to the people in the previous chapter the things that God had done and how God had kept his word that he made with David, or the covenant that he made with David, Solomon's father, King David. And God had promised him certain things, and God brought them to pass. It was in King David's heart to build a house for the Lord. However, God let him know that he would not build that house for him, but his son Solomon would build a house. And so Solomon, after he took reign and sat on the throne after King David, then he began to build the house of the Lord. And after building the house of the Lord, he also built the king's house. And after finishing up, the congregation of Israel were there with him as he began to stretch forth his hands to bless the people of God. And he prayed a prayer before God in the midst of the congregation. While he was praying, God was listening to his prayer. You know, sometimes it seems like we might be praying and praying and praying, and it just seemed like God has not heard our prayer. But while King Solomon was praying in front of the congregation with his hands outstretched to heaven and also blessing the people of God, God was listening to the prayer. He was looking down on them. And then in the seventh chapter, King Solomon had made an end to the prayer. After praying, God began to move. After he finished his prayer, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifice.
Yes.
And the glory of the Lord filled the house. So he prayed so earnestly before God. And while he was praying, God was getting ready to move. Hallelujah. Sometimes the enemy tries to discourage us from praying unto God. He wants us to stop praying. But I encourage you tonight, don't stop praying, because there is power in prayer. And God demonstrated this power after they had brought the sacrifices unto the Lord. God sent down fire from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices. And then the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord so greatly that the priest could not even enter into the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord that had filled the house of the Lord. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and how the glory of the Lord had filled the house, they began to bow themselves down on their faces to the ground, began to just, and they were on pavement, and they began to worship and to praise the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." God showed up. God proved himself. It takes power. Amen. When we pray, there is power in prayer. Glory to God. And God is listening to our prayer. So the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. After they bowed themselves on the pavement and worshiped the Lord and praised him. You know, when we go before God, we ought to give God more praise. We ought to worship him the more. Amen. Because surely he is good, and we don't deserve his mercy. We don't deserve his grace, but his mercy endureth forever. And so we ought to sacrifice unto the Lord praises, worship, whatever we have. We ought to give God what we have. We ought to offer it unto the Lord. Praise God. In the 11th verse describes how Solomon had finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. Amen. So whatever he desired to do in the house of the Lord, he was effective. And in his own house, he was effective, prosperously effective. Amen. And Solomon, when he had sacrificed before the Lord with the children of Israel, that very same night, the Lord appeared unto him and said to him, "I have heard thy prayer." Amen. This is reassuring, because again, we might pray and it seems like God didn't hear our prayer, or that he's not listening to our prayer. But in that same night, God appeared to Solomon to assure him that he had heard his prayer. Amen. And also God revealed to Solomon that He had chosen that house that he built for his house of sacrifice. He chose it for himself to be in house of sacrifice. And also he began to let Solomon know that if he would shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if he would command the locusts to devour the land, or if he send pestilence among the people, if his people, which are called by his name, shall humble themselves and pray. There is power in prayer. Humble
Amen.
Yourself and pray, hallelujah, and seek the face of the Lord. Turn from your wicked ways. God declared that he would hear from heaven and would forgive sins and heal our land. Glory to God. And I thought about in that previous chapter of how Solomon was praying before God, and he had lifted up his hands to heaven, and God was in heaven sitting high and looking down low. He was listening. Amen. He declared that he would hear from heaven. Amen. And that he would do something about it. Glory to God. He would move. Oh, hallelujah. He would heal. Oh, yes, Lord. He would take up our battle. He would fight for his people. Glory to God. Whatever the need is, he will come to our aid and he will see about us. Praise the Lord. But this is conditional. If we would humble ourselves under his mighty hand, be humble under the hand of God and pray. They go together. We have to first humble ourselves and pray. When I think about how the children of Israel, when they saw the glory of the Lord filling the house of God, they humbled themselves so greatly, such that they didn't even mind laying down on the pavement with their faces to the ground. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And giving God praise and blessing his name and worshiping him and honoring him. Glory to God. You know, we should give God more honor. We should give God more praise. We should bless the Lord even the more. We should humble ourselves in the same manner and watch God work. And so on the condition, God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Sometimes we need our sins forgiven so that we can be healed, so we can be made whole, and not so much always a sickness in the body, but there may be things going on in our lives that need to be healed. Glory to God. Things that are broken that need to be mended. Glory, hallelujah. So we can have our sins forgiven and we can be healed. Praise be to God. Also, God began to say, now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. If anyone yes. would go into the house of the Lord and humble themselves and pray, God would see them coming into his house, and his ears would be attent to whatever prayer is made in his house of sacrifice. Glory, hallelujah. So let us humble ourselves, and let's believe God and never stop praying. Don't ever stop praying, because Jesus spoke a parable saying that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And it was to the end that, excuse me, I take a sip of water.
Prayer, 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 he will answer your prayer. Prayer, 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 he will answer your prayer. Prayer, 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 he will answer your prayer. He will answer your prayer if you pray. Prayer, 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 he will answer your prayer. Prayer, 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 he will answer your prayer. Prayer, 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 he will answer your prayer. He will answer your prayer if you pray. Oh, he will answer your prayer. Oh, he will answer your prayer. Oh, he will answer your prayer. He will answer your prayer if you pray. Oh, prayer, 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 prayer. He will answer your prayer. Prayer, 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 prayer. He will answer your prayer. Prayer, 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 prayer. He will answer your prayer. He will answer your prayer if you pray.
Amen.
He will answer your prayer if
Praise
you pray.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank God. Prayer works. Amen. There is power in prayer.
Yes.
I just wanted to share with you the power of prayer tonight. And all you have to do is just believe God and take God at his word. As Jesus spoke the parable to the end, that we should always pray and not faint. So in other words, don't cease from praying. Another scripture says, pray without ceasing. So let us continue in prayer because God is listening to our prayer. And I thank God for the word of God. I thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight and for how the Lord has blessed us. Praise the Lord, and let's prepare to go to God in prayer. Let's believe God together. Tonight, I extend an invitation to you who do not know Jesus and who have not accepted him as your personal Savior. This is your invitation to come to Jesus, to accept him as your personal Savior, to be willing to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, that the Lord will have mercy upon you and forgive your sins and take away your sins. And if there is any condition or affliction in your body, God has the power to heal you and to make you whole. Hallelujah. All you have to do is just repent and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Be godly sorry, so much so that you are willing to walk away from the world and never return to the world, that you never want to sin against God anymore. You have to come to that point, hallelujah, and repent in your heart and just believe God. And anyone with a prayer petition tonight, and you have the faith to believe God, if you can only believe, God is ready, waiting, and more than willing to grant you your prayer request. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you tonight, humbling ourselves before you, Lord, asking for mercy. Oh, God, we call on you on the behalf of those who have repented in their heart and asked for forgiveness and desiring to be saved, oh, God, accepting you as their personal Savior. Lord, Stretch forth your hand and lay your hand upon them, Lord. Touch their heart and their minds, Lord. Touch their souls. Oh, God, let their sins be forgiven. Take away their sins, Lord, and save their souls, oh, God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and help them to do your will in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Have mercy tonight, Lord. We pray, God, that you'll remember all of those who are sick in their bodies. Touch, Lord, heal, and make whole right now. Restore their health, oh, Lord Jesus. Lift them up right now, God, from the affliction in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the affliction, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed, and let your powers be made manifest. Go into the hospitals, Lord Jesus. Walk up and down every corridor. Go from room to room, Lord, and make whole those who are sick, Lord. Work miracles, oh, Lord God. Anyone who's nearest to death, give them another chance, Lord, that they may repent, oh, God, and get their sins forgiven. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Please be merciful. Remember those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, God, remember the bereaved families tonight. Give them comfort and consolation. Be close to them, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your holy angels encamp round about them to help them during this difficult time. Oh, my God, let them feel the warmth of your love wrapped all around them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. We ask you, oh, God, to please move up and down each coast. Oh, my God, from east to west, from north to south, all around this entire world. Oh, Lord Jesus, save all souls, oh, God, the souls that are lost, Lord, save them. Have mercy upon them. Remember those who are incarcerated. Save, Lord Jesus. Deliver, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Make yourself known to those who don't know you, oh, God. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Bless our leaders, Lord Jesus. We pray for them, oh, God, a special prayer that you would give them visions and revelations. Help them to lead your people. Even look on the leaders of the world, around the world, God. Intervene right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, rebuke corruption on every side, Lord. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Not our will, my God, but let your holy will be done. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we take you at your word. We believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And all of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, and we give
you
honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. It's time to broadcast us back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God, the powerful word of God coming through Pastor Hameen, talking about the power of prayer and encouraging us to believe God and don't stop praying. And this was a powerful prayer that was prayed by Solomon, and like the scripture began to say, how fire began to come down from heaven and it consumed the burnt offering. And the Bible says that the glory of the Lord filled the house to the point where even the priest couldn't even enter in. God, he's a God who answers by fire. And I love the covenant that God made, that if he shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if he commanded the locusts to devour the land, or if he sent pestilence among us, among his people, he said if we would humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways, he would heal. Excuse me, he would hear from heaven, and then he would heal our land and forgive our sins and heal our land. But there's something that we have to do. There's something that we have to do. And this is power. That prayer is so powerful. The fact that God even hears us being man, what is man that God is mindful of him? Who are we? But the fact that he gave us this tool to pray and that he would hear, that's powerful. And it's amazing that direct connection that we can have with God through Jesus. I enjoy the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. You know, the enemy tried to afflict you. He didn't want you to get it out, but you got it out anyway. And thank God for the prayer that was prayed as well. If any other clergy are on the line, you're certainly welcome to have remarks, to call in to have remarks. We thank God for Evangelist Maybelle, praying for her and her family. And I just want to encourage everyone to keep on praying and believe God for the things that you're praying for. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if not, we thank God for the clergy that, you know, that have called in, that are listening and praying along with us, and not just for clergy, but any other saints who call in and who listen. Thank God for you. Thank God for your support. We love you, and we know that you're praying for us, and we're praying for you as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. If not, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Dr. Evangelist Khadija. Amen. Very encouraging and inspirational. And yes, the enemy did try to hinder, but there's power in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I thank God for this broadcast. Thank the Lord for how he continues to bless, and for all of you for your prayers. We ask for your continued prayers. We also thank God for Evangelist May, who's not on the broadcast tonight, but we thank God for her. And we just thank the Lord for all things. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, for our next broadcast. And we do thank God for our upcoming 47th Women's Day Missionary Convention. I'm looking forward to having a great time in the Lord, and you are certainly welcome to join us. As was stated, we would love to have you. If you're in the area, please feel free to stop in. I tell you, I believe that we're going to have such a great time. We're doing some different things, and I'm just excited about it, looking forward to it. So we ask for your prayers that the Lord will bless in our convention. Praise the Lord. And if you not able to make it, and pass the word on, tell somebody else about it who might be in the area at the time. So next 2 weeks from now, we're looking to be in our Women's Day Missionary Convention. Amen. Anything else before we close out? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. I encourage you to take the word of God in and just believe God and don't stop praying. And until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.